Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. We're on a tour of the Northwest this week. And this morning, we're live from Bundoran in County Donegal. The tide is coming back in. It is overcast, but it hasn't rained for 2 hours, which counts as high summer in this part of the world. The rest of the county is strewn with lightning for most of the night. But you're welcome to join in the chats as per usual from wherever you are on the WhatsApp. That's 087 032 32 32 North and South. And for the longer letters, the email is oliver@rte.ie. All thoughts will be well received, and we welcome you all aboard the Northwestern Express. And by the way, we'll be in Strandhill, Over the Bay in Sligo tomorrow, and at the Blacksod Lighthouse in Mayo on Tuesday. So keep in touch along our little trip. What a weekend that was. Memorable, I hope, for all of you in the best possible way. The hottest few days of the year all across the land. The two best teams have made it into the All-Ireland final. Katie Taylor completed a hat-trick of multi-million dollar wins over Yerwan. Crowds hit the beaches in every county in Ireland. Concert crowds were basking around the place, whether it was in the Marquee in Cork, the Wolf Tones played in Limerick, Dunleary had a regatta, the Orange Men got their only exercise of the year, traipsing about the north, loyal orange lodges, although the only thing they're loyal to might be sausage rolls by the cut of a lot of them. Everywhere you looked, there was a reason to smile in the mid-July sunny weekend, especially here in the understated beauty of Donegal. Very happy people. There's very few of them around so far this morning, as you'd understand, after the trip to Croke Park. And now this is South Donegal, so they're very softly spoken around here, not the North Donegal, where it's more harsh and more clipped up there and saying nothing more. No. Dunyanyal, as you know, it's a place that's different from the rest of the country. I think the Ice Age ended here around about 1995 or so, and global warming is expected in about 1,000 years. And there's a distinctive sense of humour which I've already been caught off hand at so far. It's a kind of, they tell about three jokes as dry as a Chardonnay every year, and the population very contented once there's no fuss made about anything whatsoever. If a Donegal person kind of burst into bright purple flames, they'd quietly leave the pub for fear of making a show of themselves, you know, that sort of a way. And they don't trust anything too ostentatious, such as umbrellas, no, or hair gel, or using your whole mouth to speak, because they're decent, deep and quietly proud people. And we've a lovely show for you here. We've two men from different footballing eras, Brian McAneff and Brendan Devaney, reacting to Donegal reaching only their fourth ever All-Ireland final. And after all the fury and fun of the championship, they were kind of poor one-sided semi-finals on Saturday and Sunday, weren't they? Kerry, they'll be the favourites now to win their 39th title in 2 weeks' time. David Clifford really kind of carried them through again over a very misfiring Tyrone. But along the way today, we'll meet surfers as well, swimmers. Some of them are out in the water right now, and there'll be bakers and musicians as well live in the Roadcaster. 51551 is the text. Let me give you the view from the Roadcaster this morning. We're under the eye of the big wheel at Bundoran Strand, next to the lifeguard hut under the blue flag. Ben Bulbin is away to the south and kind of looking very broody, wearing a skirmish of cloud and mist. And there's very little wind for this part of the world, and the sea is as grey as a badger. And we're looking out upon the sturdy waters of Donegal Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. And Bundoran, when you get here, it's kind of the meeting point of spectacular natural coastal beauty and decades of atrocious planning. All is crashing together here wonderfully. The Celtic Tiger apartments with their tiny windows, they're looking a bit Soviet these days. So you should definitely face out towards the sea. But I took a lovely cliff walk. I think it's Rogie, the Rogie cliff walk out there towards Tullin Strand, past the ferry bridges and the wishing chair. It is gorgeous, but they'll never ever tell you about it around here. They're not like Kerry, is he? They're very different. And what is happening on the news sites? Well, Donegal Daily informs us online that Malin Head recorded its highest ever temperature in the 140-year history of the weather station. That was on Saturday. The mercury hit 27.6 degrees Celsius, breaking the record that was set in August 1955. 70 years ago, it was 27.1. Now it's 27.6 of the record. It's been a weather station since 1885. And Saturday actually saw the hottest day of the year in many parts of the country. Mount Dillon in Roscommon was a scorching 31.1 degrees Celsius. So something good happens in Roscommon once a year. And of course, as many of you will know, the heat wave came to a tumultuous ending overnight. Massive thunderstorms, mostly in the west and across a lot of Donegal and the east as well. They say the thundery rain strikes on Donegal daily led to electricity outages across Ballybuffet, Derrybeg, Clohan, Dunglow and Gwydor. And the ESB crews are working away. Power should be back by around now, actually. By the way, RTÉ's announced on the telly they're changing the look of the weather forecasts after the bulletins with Met Air and After the News, which gets all the biggest telly audiences. From today, you'll see a three-dimensional map of Ireland with enhanced topography. All the physical geography of the island will be visible for the first time. The mountains, the valleys and the coastlines will be more clearly recognisable on this fancy new online map in 2025. We're getting around to it. Local towns and regions will be individually highlighted, making it easier for people to see tailored forecasts for where they lived. And there'll be lots of animated stuff on screen too, I'm reading in the press release. So big changes, but no doubt resulting in many angry letters of protest. Such is the obsession viewers have with weather forecasts and praying that they never ever change. And the fun fact of the day is that there are 58 such forecasts on RTÉ telly every single week. There you go. Now back to the Donegal news. As you'd expect, most of the local news sites are coated in reports from the big match. Donegal crushed Meath by 20 points. It is the largest All-Ireland semi-final victory since Cork beat Mayo by the same margin, 20 points, way back in 1993. Extraordinary stuff, really. Second half demolition for three championship matches in a row now by Donegal. Ryan McHugh had a great match. He set up the third goal. He was taken off early, like Michael Murphy, as a sign of how easily the game was wrapped up in the second half. And his father, Martin McHugh, he's an All-Ireland. And the brother, Ryan's brother, Mark. Ryan is the baby. He's 31 and he was in attendance at the match was his 3-week-old son, Senan, with his wife, Bridget. And speaking to Donegal Daily, Ryan says it's been a hectic couple of weeks, but it changes things. It changes life. But to be fair to Bridget, we've agreed she'll take the lead for the next few weeks at least. So there's no paternity leave in the GAA Championship. He also says he's still getting his sleep at the minute. So no doubt. That lovely time will come to an end in 2 weeks' time when the season comes to the end, to its finish, one way or the other. I was listening to Martin McHugh actually on Radio 1 here yesterday afternoon. He was chatting to Marty Morrissey and he was talking about the changes from his day back in, they won SAM 1992. That was Donegal's first of two All-Ireland wins and the difference between then and now. And he was very interesting. He said it was mostly men who made up the fans at matches and All-Irelands back in the day. But now he was looking around Croker and he says, look at it, it's all overwhelmingly families. And there was a remarkable turnout from Meath, who we have to mention because it's a very, very young team and they returned the Royals to fun summers and they hope there'll be many more in the future. Important to mention because they're deadly fans. Now on balls.ie, I'm reading quite a few GAA fans complained about the apparent colour clash in the game between Meath and Donegal. Many people felt the GAA had no consideration for the visually impaired or the elderly by allowing both counties to wear their home jerseys, although both counties wanted it that way. What else is reported locally? Former Celtic Republic of Ireland goalie and Donegal diaspora ambassador Paddy Bonner was in Letterkenny. He was launching an exhibition for the Donegal County Museum, which celebrates the work of the Donegal men and women who went to Scotland and worked there between 1940 and 1990. It's called The Working Over, by Donegal Emigrant Working Lives in Scotland. It's a free exhibition, runs into January. And there's also a report about the decline in pubs across the country, but very badly hit in this part. 119 pubs have closed within Donegal since 2005, 20 years. There are 33 fewer pubs in Donegal now than just 6 years ago. So the decline is accelerating post lockdowns and all of that, as the younger generations drink less or maybe drink at home. Well, the pubs will get a boost, no doubt, over the next fortnight, because on the 27th of July, the buzz will begin. And there's a text already saying, I'm sure you're delighted to be in Donegal after the big win. Would you please give a shout out to our young Meath lads who gave us great days this year? That's from Ella, from both sides. But it is the road to the final. It's Kerry versus Donegal. And today we are biased. It's all about the locals here. And here is a montage to get us up and running on this Monday morning of Ger Canning sounding delightfully disappointed that an Ulster team is smashing a Leinster one to bits on RT2 television yesterday afternoon. Goal after goal. Take it away, Ger.
And now at the other end, they're under pressure with Colm McGolligan raiding. Man of great pace is McGolligan. leaving it here for Gallen. Oh, what a finish by Oisin Gallen. Set up by Cullen McAlgan. Finished by Gallen. Brilliant goal. 114 to 10 points. 42 minutes are gone. Mogan darts forward. O'Donnell says, give it to me. He takes off like a train, moving in field here. Such pace, such quickness. Ryan McHugh. Here comes an opportunity to bury it in the back of the net. And it's Kieran Moore that gets only his second ever championship goal. The fans on their feet. And it's 2-16 to 11 points. Long, long kick downfield by Sean Tatton, all the way as far as Mac Brearty. Wind supported. And now an opportunity for Jason McGee, maybe. Oh, now he's got to turn it back as far as Gallen. Setting up a chance for Conor O'Donnell. And O'Donnell gets his sixth ever championship goal in the 58th minute. Beautiful contribution by a couple of players there.
He really did sound disappointed.